Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Craig Hoffman, Chris Miles, it's overtime on The Fan. Be joined in just a moment by Wes Miles, who hosted Wizards Outsider with Nick Ashew. Earlier this season, I guess that was her first season doing it. And then tomorrow, he'll be with you and Ben Standing for Wizards on the Clock, the NBA Draft Lottery Show for NBC Sports Washington.
Right, show starts at 7:30. It'll be on till 10, so we're taking you an hour before the draft lottery. You know, we got our fingers crossed that 10% chance almost that the Wizards will get the top pick, that almost 40% chance that they'll end up with the top four pick, and then that 50% chance they'll end up either 7 or 8. Which there's a lot of value in this draft there.
Yeah, that's one of the interesting things is you're in on this draft, I think, a lot more than a lot of people. We'll get in to that a little bit later in the show. But right now, we do bring in Wes Hall on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. Wes, what's up, man? You excited for the lottery tomorrow night and to get to hang out with Chris Miles for 3 hours?
Absolutely, and I will do my very best not to steal the show. No. I'm looking forward to it. I have a great prediction for you guys. We were talking about the possibility of where we might land. There is a 100% chance that the Wizards are going to have a pick on June 20th, and that's going to make me feel good at night.
Oh, but, yeah. Boy. What if they trade it? How about
no,
that?
No. Say no such thing. Do not.
Yeah, let's not speak that into existence.
Oh, yeah, we need a GM to do that. Players.
That's also true. You can't. Maybe that's Ted's thing. Hey, we can't trade the pick if we don't have a GM. Let's just not have a GM. Maybe that's...
I like that. I see what you're doing there. I like that.
Working theory. Someone put me on television. Right now, we'll do this on the radio. What to you is the most interesting non-Zion storyline going into tomorrow night?
Ja Morant. It's interesting because you look back and say January, February, nobody was paying attention to Murray State. Let's be honest. And then the way that he kind of burst onto the scene in the tournament, he's extremely athletic. He's got the right kind of chip on your shoulder. You know what I mean? Like, some guys come in with a bit of angst, and other guys have this, I want to show the world what I can do. And Ja Morant's that kind of guy. I mean, he's coming out of an OVC school, and name me another OVC college that's putting a lot of guys in the pros besides Tennessee State with Robert Covington and some of those guys as well. So I'm looking forward to seeing what happens on the board because there are some, and I'm not going to say how many people because I do not know, but there are some people who think that, you know, there's a weird world, some second alternative reality where Ja might be able to pop off first. I don't subscribe to that. I do not.
Here's the deal. I got two teams that absolutely should take Ja Morant first. Chicago Bulls and the Phoenix Suns. Outside of that, I don't know why you would do that. But I just look at the roster that those teams currently have. I think he would instantly transform those two teams. They need someone to handle the ball. And you look at Chicago, they got Lauri Markkanen at the four. And as good as Zion is, I just don't know how Zion and Lauri would share the floor together. So those are the only two teams. Everybody else, if you get the top pick, you have to take Zion. You'd be crazy not to.
That's the thing, but
people will fight me tooth and nail on that.
Well, and I understand it because what you're getting into is like the two ways of going. Are we going to talk about putting butts in seats and filling billboards, or are we trying to win basketball games? And Ja's the kind of guy that even though he's not as known as Zion, he can get the job done on the court. But you're right. If you're a GM with Zion Williamson on the board and you land that number one pick and you pass on him, I hope you have Secret Service level security on call, hopefully standing next to you at the moment, because whatever fan base you represent, they're going to be livid. They're going to be absolutely livid and somewhat justifiably, because we all know that Zion is one of those talents that comes around once a generation. The last time there was this much fervor around a draft was 2003 when LeBron came out.
Yeah, and you know, to that extent, I think the Bulls, again, that fan base would understand way more than Phoenix.
Yeah.
I think, first of all, the owner in Phoenix, he's not letting that happen. So if Phoenix is the first pick, they're drafting
Robert Sarver has never seen a check that he doesn't like. Unless it's one where his name's got to go on the back instead of the front.
Preach.
Yeah.
Preach.
There's that part of it.
The intriguing part about Chicago is, and like you said, that fan base would understand it because the Bulls market in general, they have a high basketball IQ. Now, yes, they were spoiled with, you know, the riches that they had during the 90s, and then they got the resurgence of Derrick Rose. That didn't pan out exactly how they wanted to. But then over these past few years, they've been looking for someone to really take over the franchise. D-Wade popped in for a second. We all know how that went. Zach LaVine's there now. Obviously, the Wizards, we just traded Otto Porter out there. They thought the Jabari Parker experiment was going to work. That's who we got in exchange for Otto Porter. So they've been looking for someone to kind of be a steady hand for them. Now, again, Ja can get it done on the court. Zion can get it done on the billboards. But if you're going to do it anywhere, definitely Chicago is the place to go with you, Miles. I'll back you up on that one.
Yeah, for sure. Wes Hall is with us here on 106.7 The Fan. Wizards on the clock tomorrow on NBC Sports Washington, an hour before the NBA draft lottery begins. Is there a player, so if, let's say the Wizards don't wind up one or two, is there a player that you would like them to target within, say, that 3 to 7 range where they're most likely to wind up?
So you've got R.J. Barrett, Kobe White. I like both of them. Even DeAndre Hunter, if you need a kid that plays defense, really versatile, kind of a Swiss Army knife kind of kid coming out of Virginia. Those three are the three that impressed me the most. Obviously, R.J. came in well touted out of Duke. The guy that kind of slips under the radar due to inconsistency is Cam Reddish, but I wouldn't be disappointed with him either. If you're looking at the Wizards roster right now, five guys under contract, and dealing with the absence of John at least minimally through February, we don't know what his status will be at that time. You've got to find guys that can play multiple positions. Kobe White can definitely do that. DeAndre Hunter can as well. And then R.J. Barrett, again, versatile as well. So as long as you keep those guys on your radar, you should be fine. And I do not want Bol Bol. No offense, Nick Asher, if you're listening at home, you know how I feel about this. Bol Bol's got bad feet. I do not want to deal with this. Shout out to his dad, but no, I do not need another center on this team. We've already got Dwight Howard coming back. He opted in, and with Thomas Bryant's restricted free agent situation, that has yet to be rectified. So as for right now, we've got our five. Those are the young guys that I want playing between the, you know, one and three.
It's so crazy when you mention Cam Reddish, because he's a guy that I saw here at DeMatha High School drop 53 points.
Buckets.
And it looked crazy. But I also got word about him from his Team USA coach. Quote, he has no motor. And that was before his freshman year at Duke. And what was the problem? He looked as if he wasn't engaged. And that, I just think the Wizards, the talent is there. It's undeniable.
He fit right in on last year's squad.
This is my point. You see what Craig just did? The Wizards just, I really think they need to avoid anyone with that. If that is a caveat listed under your talent, Wizards need to stay away from that.
You absolutely got to stay away from it. I mean, what? How many games are you playing in college ball on average season?
About 35.
Thank you. NBA season's 82, plus preseason.
And what's crazy is those guys, with Cam Reddish's talent, he only needed to be engaged for about 10 of them.
Right.
And I don't know if he even gave us that.
Right. I mean, the roster was stacked. I mean, come on. We all knew that. If you can't step up and you're already on a perennial powerhouse, you're absolutely right, Chris. That's a major red flag. And with this team, what they've been through last year, I was so thankful for Bradley Beal because he was engaged. He had that motor, and it ran all season long, playing the most minutes in the league. Obviously, he ends up a two-time All-Star, and, you know, I wanted to be All-NBA, et cetera. You've got to be able to come in on this team and give it night in and night out, because there's going to be those West Coast trips when you're playing Sacramento and Utah and Denver, and you're going to want to tap out sometimes. You've got to be able to come in and night out and earn that check, because when you get in the league, it's the big boys now, man. No more just getting off and eating crappy food, hanging out in the dorm. This is a job, and every job requires work, even when you don't feel like doing it.
Now, here's another one for you. Do you look at Troy Brown as being a guy you trust to start at the three next year?
I want to see how Troy comes into camp. I want to see how much of last year's experience has helped him mature in coming into this season. He's a good kid, great character guy. I've spoken with him a few times, and every time, you know, you can look him in the eye and see he's there. You know what I mean? If that's reality, he might have a chance to do that. It's really interesting because I wish he was about 2 inches taller at that three, because you get guys like Kevin who plays a four or three, Giannis can play a four or three. For some reason now the league's getting a little bit taller at that small forward position, and so I worry about his defensive matchups on those kind of guys. But if he can come in and he's worked on his shooting and his finishing, absolutely.
So we're going to do this topic next, and Wes, we're going to let you kick us off here with your take on it. Let's let our minds wander to the possibility that you're on the air tomorrow night, and all of a sudden you get to fill the final 2 hours of your show with, oh my God, they got the pick. They have the number one pick. Zion Williamson is coming to D.C., which
Mufasa.
I think we all agree
Mufasa.
Would be the move.
The circle of life. Okay. What do I need to do besides grab an oxygen tank?
That's for tomorrow night. For tonight,
don't pass out, buddy.
I'm
going to need you.
You just have to answer this question.
Okay.
Would Zion Williamson immediately be the biggest sports star in D.C.?
By name?
Yeah.
Ooh, it's hard because, okay, let's go through this. Rooney with D.C. United, little season, but worth mentioning. Ovi is still Ovi. Pay respect. He's got the ring. He's been here the longest. Championships, banners hanging in Cap One Arena. John Wall has been here since 2010. Obviously, we know his tenure. Don't forget Elena Deladon, heart favorite of the city. Everybody loves her. Dwayne Haskins Jr. shows up all of last week. Kind of got everybody's mind. You know, he's the kid of the moment. But Zion, man, he's a paradigm shifter, bro. He really is. I would say until he hits the court, yeah, he's going to kind of be the man.
Okay.
Everybody in the country wants him.
I was just checking because for a while I'm like, you are a company man. You're paying, but you're right. I was just watching you name all those names, listening to you name all those names.
Huh?
I'm like, you better say Zion would be. You better go there.
I have to. I got to keep it real.
All right.
Like, I respect those other people, but I mean, I'm not in this business to lie. You know what I mean? I'm going to always go down speaking my truth. And until he hits the court, until further notice, as they'd say, it'd be Zion. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's that. We'll leave that conversation with you there. We'll pick it up next. You can keep listening if you want to. We appreciate the time and all the truth that you've told us. And we'll talk to you soon. This was fun, man.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it, man. I always have fun. See you tomorrow night, Miles.
See you tomorrow, man. Be ready.
Let's go.
Wes Hall, host of Wizards Outsider, and then tomorrow night, Wizards on the Clock on NBC Sports Washington. That was good. That was cool. And we're going to pick right up there next. I don't need to do any big fancy tease. You heard the question. We'll give you our answers and take yours next. 800-636-1067 on Overtime on the Fan. Greg Hoffman here. Chris Miles there. It's Overtime on 106.7 The Fan, thefandc.com. The radio.com app, all the ways that you can listen. So here's the question, and we'll take calls on this at 800-636-1067. If the Wizards win the draft lottery tomorrow night, does Zion Williamson immediately become the biggest sports star in D.C.? I guess it would be at when he's drafted. I don't think it happens tomorrow night. I think it happens when he's drafted. You immediately roll into summer league. He dunks on somebody, and good luck catching that runaway freight train.
Yes. And there's only one reason I say yes.
Okay.
Alex Ovechkin doesn't do great interviews. Right? Like, you can't hear from him. Like, J. Cole mentioned him in a rap song, so he's got, like, legs, right? Like, he's a Stanley Cup champion. You know?
Yeah. So let's roll through the contenders real quick. And I guess we'd start with the biggest ones on each of the teams. The biggest, and there's also to me a twist to this question that I think is interesting. So let me roll through the contenders first. The current most, I would say the current Wizard is still Wall over Beal.
Yeah.
Barely, but Wall over Beal.
Absolutely.
And especially nationally, I think Wall is known better than Beal. Like, NBA nerds, no. Watch that respectfully as one of them. No, like, Bradley Beal is a borderline all-NBA player.
But they didn't have success with him being the number one player.
Sure. Well, it also has to do with, you know, the other $30 million player on the roster.
Yeah.
Jacked
but they had success with him, you know, slam dunk contests, hitting game-winning shots in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Those moments happen.
Star power, top-notch. Arguably the second best answer left. That's Bryce Harper. He's gone now. Sorry, no longer eligible.
Wait. Bryce Harper used to be number one.
Yeah.
Over Wall.
Yeah.
Okay.
Star power wise, absolutely. And it was him or Ovechkin. Star power wise. And I think Bryce probably had him nationally.
For sure.
Locally, it was probably pretty split because there's more Nationals fans than Capitals fans. The passion of Capitals fans is unmatched, but there's just simply more Nationals fans. Now, Max Scherzer's probably the biggest star on that team, but like Max Scherzer can go to it most anywhere he wants and not be bothered. He pitches one every 5 days. He's a pitcher. There's no star power outside of he's awesome at his job.
You want to hear the crazy thing about that? I'm at a Nats game with about 15 people. And, you know, the billboard of Scherzer with the two eyes. They're like, who's that guy? And I'm like, no.
Yep.
You're not here at the game with me asking who that guy
is. The guy.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
On the mound, striking everybody out.
It's a guy that should have won another Cy Young last year.
Yeah, he's incredible. He's gotten next to no star power. Not because he's not a great dude, not because all that stuff. It's just the nature of baseball.
What's he
baseball
got, two here, three overall?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Baseball doesn't have huge stars. Hockey, it's Ovechkin, who is one of the biggest stars in the sport. As far as the bad interviews thing, I think I would disagree.
We're not going to be sunk this year.
Yeah!
We're Stanley Cup champions! Yeah!
When's that moment?
Woo! Let it breathe.
Oh, my God.
Yeah!
Not great interviews. What now?
That wasn't. Okay, that was a moment that was not an interview, and you know it.
I know it wasn't.
I didn't say Ovechkin wasn't a great personality and he's a great player.
Great. So Ovechkin.
Stick game Ovechkin, baby.
And then you get to the Redskins. And between Ovechkin and what I want to say about the Redskins comes
zero
to
the star power.
Really interesting point in all of this.
Zero.
And this is where I think we're going to get split calls at 800-636-1067. I still think if Zion wins, or if the Wizards win the lottery and draft Zion, that Alex Ovechkin will still be the king of DC.
Yes.
But if we scope this out nationally, who has the highest Q score? In other words, who is the most notable person that plays for a Washington, DC sports team? The answer is not someone that we have said yet. It is a Washington Redskin.
No.
And you and I talked about this before the show.
No, man, you tripping.
So, you know the answer. PJ, if I had to tell you the person that I think has the highest national Q score is a Washington Redskin, who do you think it would be?
Norman.
I think that's far and away the correct answer. The only other person that is close is Adrian Peterson. And he's, because of his age, there's plenty of people that don't realize he's still playing or he's a Redskin. Like, if you said, hey, name a Washington Redskin, most people would go, wait, is that Josh Norman guy who was on Dancing with the Stars on the Redskins? He's on Fox NFL Sunday 6 times a year. He's very well known, even with his helmet off. Like, people know his face. And he was on one of the most popular TV shows in all of America.
What's that?
Dancing with the Stars.
I thought you don't watch TV. Either you're lying to me now or you're lying to me then.
I didn't say I watched it. I'm tangentially aware of a lot of things. I said tangentially a lot tonight. That's kind of a weird word to get hung up on, but here we are. Jay knows the answer nationally. And for that reason, if that's the bar, the second Zion is a Wizard, if he were to become a Wizard, I think he is the most famous national athlete in Washington, D.C. And I don't even know that it's that close. And I think DC fans are going to get really upset at that notion because, rightfully so, they're protective of Ovechkin.
Hold on. If Zion Williamson comes to DC, you think fans are going to be upset?
No. I think they're going to be upset with me saying that because they're going to, how can this rookie who hasn't done anything but lose at Duke, which, I mean, they made the Elite Eight, but like, didn't get to where they wanted to. They were the best team. They should have won the title. They should have, at the very least, made the Final Four. So how can this rookie that hadn't even played yet be more famous than Alex Ovechkin? I can hear the calls now.
1-800-636-1067. If Zion Williamson, Wizards fans, we want to hear from you because we're trying to talk Wizards tonight, all right? And if Zion Williamson comes to the district, we need to know he's going to be the most famous athlete nationally. And that's where I'm at with it. I think instantly.
I agree with you.
I think he becomes the biggest story. I think he becomes, and it's not about winning. The Wizards don't, the expectations aren't, oh, he's here. The Wizards have to win next year. It's, let's see the exciting highlights for a year or two.
Let's please go dunk on everybody. So here's the question. 800-636-1067. Who is the most famous star? We'll put it this way. I just thought of a clever phrasing. Who's the biggest star inside the Beltway? Who's the biggest star outside the Beltway? That's the question. 800-636-1067. If you're in a suburb, don't get technical on me. We're talking about it next on the Fan. I was kind of just waiting there to see if, make sure that was a clean version.
It's in my folder, so it's clean.
Okay.
I was like, what's happening here?
Because I was like, if not, we're just going to have to dump out, and we'll just pretend like it never happened. But you got it. Starting with a tweet here, 800-636-1067 is the phone number. Getting to the tweets. 100% correct. This Greg tweets at me. 100% correct. That's how the calls will go. Zion would get that immediate recognition, even if Ovechkin should be the most well-known, but that's the sports landscape in America. I thought for a second this tweet was going to be incorrect because we weren't going to have any calls, but we have two, so we're fine now. I was very scared there for a second.
Let's look in the history of it a little bit. Bryce Harper coming here and how famous he was and how famous he is. But Alex Ovechkin is a more accomplished athlete.
So that's not the question, though.
But that's what I mean. So if Alex Ovechkin was from Vegas and spoke like Bryce Harper, I think he would be by far the biggest. No one would be able to touch him here in D.C. That's what I think.
I don't think the fact that he's Russian really hurt or international
hurts him
that much. I don't think it hurts him as much as the fact that he's a hockey player.
Like, but that's what I'm saying.
People aren't as into hockey as they are into
Wayne Gretzky?
NBA.
What about how great Wayne Gretzky was? He transcended the sport. Ovechkin's not Wayne Gretzky, but he's a goal scorer.
You realize that Wayne Gretzky...
What about Connor McDavid?
Connor McDavid could walk in
the
studio...
Look at your face!
...and punch me in the face, and I would go, ow, that really hurt. Who are you, and why did
no,
you punch me in the face?
No, that's...
100% true.
Come on, man.
I know who
you're
Connor
tripping.
McDavid... No, 100% true. What, Jack Eichel, same thing. I know their names. I know where they play. I know that they're great young players. Couldn't pick them out of a lineup.
But if Zion Williamson, well, if Zion Williamson walked in, you would know.
Trust me, I know exactly who Zion Williamson is. He walked into a room
when I was there, and I'm like, I was just looking at like his bicep vein going into that forearm.
Like, I might be able to pick out and go like, oh, that guy looks athletic.
You know what you would say? Stay away from me, dude. Just like, I don't want you to accidentally bump into me.
Yeah,
Zion's like, what's that dude? You watch Deadpool or you don't watch movies?
No, I don't.
He's a guy that hangs out with Deadpool. I don't know. He's a superhero dude that's made of iron. That's Zion.
Yeah.
Iron Zion.
Let's go to Dan in Fairfax. Dan, thanks for calling. You're on the Fan.
Do you think Zion's bigger than Wayne Rooney?
What?
Globally, no. Because soccer's huge internationally, but that wasn't the question. Nationally... Like, essentially, the question is this.
You know, it's funny. I don't. If Wayne Rooney walked into this room, I would know.
Really?
Yeah, man. I know his career. No.
But you know Connor McDavid?
Yeah, man. Soccer? Are you kidding me? American soccer?
He's not American.
You guys are kidding me right now.
Anyway, Wayne Rooney's
not famous. But he plays here now.
Yeah, but he's not famous because he plays here.
That's my point, though.
My point is, like, he's famous because he played for England and in the English Premier League and was really good.
That's great and fine and well put together and everything like that. Man, we got four major sports in America.
What gets better ratings, EPL or NHL playoffs? I think EPL versus NHL regular season, it's not even close.
Are you talking about gas? What's happening here?
EPL? No, not the EPA. The EPL, the English Premier League. The BPL, the Barclays Premier League.
Get out of here with that.
It's like, this isn't up for debate. This is factual information.
Zion in D.C.
No. Zion's a different story.
He's more famous than Wayne Rooney.
100%. And this is what I'm getting to. So, yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, globally, yeah, Rooney's got him. But in America and in D.C., it wouldn't even be close. Here, like, this is the way to, like, really answer this question. If both guys walked into a bar and you stopped everything, like record scratch on the music, get on the microphone.
Attention, please. All eyes towards the gentleman who just entered the bar. Please raise your hand if you can identify him.
That's different. I'm going to tell you why. If Zion walked into a bar, you wouldn't have to do that.
You have to pick him. You have to name him. That guy.
So you're talking 30
player.
The 30 and under crowd, Zion, boom, hands down. Over.
And this is kind of my thing. Like, if Zion and Ovechkin walked into a bar in D.C.
Well, if we were in Russia.
Well, if in Russia. But, like, if you're in Kansas City, it's Zion. If you're in D.C., it's probably still Ovi.
But if you're in, like.
But not for long.
You know, so this is interesting. Having lived in a lot of different pockets in America, if you're in Columbus, Ohio, maybe Ovechkin.
No, not a chance. Zion.
How long did you live in Columbus, Ohio?
I know they have a hockey team that they love. How long did you live
in Columbus, Ohio?
I didn't live in Columbus.
I lived there
Ohio.
For 2 years, and I'm trying to tell you, the NBA, it was weird. It was like it was non-existent, and I'm sitting here like, what's happening in my life? And LeBron was there. He was an hour and a half up the road.
Maybe. George Zimanassis. George, thanks for calling. You're on the Fan.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
All right. The fact that, you know, you said that people would be upset that you picked Zion over Ovechkin is pretty crazy to me. First off, you know, hockey is like the fourth most popular sport. Only a small percentage of D.C. fans like hockey. Second, Ovechkin has played for over 100 years. That's why people even know him. But nobody cares, man. I mean, he just won a trophy, too. It'll be Zion hands down. And if Haskins starts winning, he'll be close with Zion as well. Because, you know, football is like the number one sport in America. So,
George, thanks for the call. I think a lot of what he said is over-exaggerated. But the end thing he said is 100% correct.
What's that?
That if, let's say Zion is drafted, right? And let's fast forward 3 years from now. And let's pretend that Dwayne Haskins has been good.
Then Dwayne Haskins as
King
a quarterback.
Of the city.
If you're yeah. We don't even need to have that debate. As an NBA person, I know as a fact, because like I just said to you, DC, Columbus, Ohio, NFL's universal. You go anywhere in this country.
Let's
and it's
even say that Zion's awesome and everything that we think he like. Zion is on a. I'm not going to put him on a LeBron track because like LeBron's,
he'd have to win. He'd have to bring a championship to DC to reach a level of. If Dwayne Haskins gets to the playoffs and wins a game here.
100%.
Like Dwayne Haskins only has to win a playoff game to cross that threshold in D.C.
He has to make a playoff game.
Dude.
Robert Griffin was a superhero here.
Oh, my God. I remember that game. It was they locked it up in December against the Giants. I'm down here. You know, I lived in New Orleans. I fly up here to go to the game because I'm thinking the Giants are going to beat the Redskins. It's going to be this great moment for me. RG3. I walked out of that state. I'm like, I'm going to die. These people are riled up. I'm wearing a Giants jersey. I'm not going to make it out of here. That's the only time there was that kind of excitement here for football in 15 years?
Yes.
2012?
There is, talking to other people on the beat who covered the team then, that is the only, and this includes John Keim, who has covered the team since right after the Super Bowl teams in the 90s.
Wow.
Yeah, Keim's been covering him since 94.
You know what he's doing? He's aged well.
Yeah, John's great in every way.
Wow,
I love Keim. And even he will tell you in his time covering the team, through the Joe Gibbs days, you know, Joe Gibbs 2.0, guys like Cooley and Santana and Portis and whoever else. The 12 season was different. And Robert was different. And the only time there's ever been energy around the franchise like this is 12. Which tells you something about Haskins.
Whoa, 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 whoa. What?
Since what? Post Super Bowls.
You think what?
That's not me. I'm telling you what they've told me by comparison.
There's energy like that.
It's not to the level that it was with Robert.
Okay, because I think they're tripping.
But it's the closest it's been since. Like, it has already surpassed everything that wasn't Robert.
Since. So you're saying Kirk Cousins.
Kirk. But that even like the 05, 07, like these teams that were really good and made the playoffs, people have a general long-term.
Okay. So there's been three 10-win seasons since. So that's not saying a lot.
Of course.
There's only two other seasons to compare it to.
But you'd think it was like 95 and like 06. If you're that bad and you have a bunch of high draft picks, you'd have some excitement at some point. And it's never happened outside of when they took the quarterback at 2 and the quarterback at 15. That's it. That's the list. All right, coming up next, I want to pick your brain on some of these NBA draft guys not named Zion Williamson, because there are some really interesting players in this draft. I have yet to really start my NBA draft research. I'm going to start it with you because you know these
guys.
Let's
do it.
Next, Chris Miles there. I'm Craig Hoffman. It's Overtime on the Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bro, if you want us to actually do a radio show and not just listen to the intro music, you're going to have to take it down.
Well, no, PJ has it. He knows what he's doing here.
Oh, I know.
You know, we had the same high school coach.
Really?
We did this before when I was here. You got me excited. You played Mace. We had the same high school basketball coach.
Okay.
So, like, we love Mace. That's it.
That's awesome.
That's all I got.
I don't have a fun fact as cool as that about me in any facet. I have no shared connections. I have nothing.
We're friends now.
I do a radio show with a guy who had the same high school basketball coach as Mace.
And Cameron. How about that?
That might be the coolest thing about me. Craig Hoffman, Chris Miles with you on the Fan. I got to come up with something. I got to have some kind of cool. I mean, like, the cool part about our jobs is like, we run in some pretty cool circles. Like, I did a radio show with Santana Moss. That was dope.
Your engineer can dunk and you can't.
That's sure too.
That's the one.
Video coming later this week.
I can't wait.
I'm just happy I could show you my video before.
It was nice.
Thank you.
You did. I'm just getting bitter all over again. All right. Let's we'll get to my athletic failure somewhere later in the show.
Let's put this in perspective for people. I'm 50 pounds heavier than you and maybe an inch taller, and I can grab the rim with two, and 10 years older. I can grab the rim with two hands and you can't. What is going on? How is that possible?
Genetics. I'm serious. Like, people underrate, like, I don't want to get too far off on a tangent here, but whatever. We'll do the draft stuff at 9.
Like, this is incredible.
People will come into the gym, right, and be like, I want to lose this weight, this, that, and I want to look like, I'm like, all right, settle down. There, we've got a lot of factors we're going to deal with. We're going to deal with diet. We're going to deal with exercise. We can deal with those. But there's also hormones and genetics. And in the athleticism realm, the genetics kind of matter a lot.
Sports Gene, there's a book. It's very good.
And just for the record, my genetics did not cooperate. With desire to be good at.
To get to jump 40 inches, 38 inches?
30 inches.
That's crazy.
Which is funny because people look at me and just assume that, like, because I'm in shape.
Dude, you're a buck 70 and 5'11". You need to be dunking.
Like, I'm 5'11", 175 with, like, 10% body fat. And I should be able to dunk.
And you can't dunk. That's ridiculous.
Right. Any kid in the neighborhood that you, or not in the neighborhood you grew up in, but like anyone that you interacted with growing up, playing basketball, doing whatever, they every kid with my build could dunk.
I was your build in high school, and I was definitely like almost elbow.
Meanwhile, any kid that I grew up with playing on the Temple of Israel rec team, there's your hint, none of us could dunk. We had a kid who's 6'4", and he can barely throw down.
Oh my gosh.
Like, oh, yeah, Drew's really athletic. He's 6'4", and he can place the ball over the rim.
This is hilarious.
This made
my whole year.
Ruined mine. So this leads to some funny conversations sometimes. So we're in the press. I think I've told this story before. We're in the press box a couple years ago at FedEx, and it's me and Grant Paulson. And, like, for Grant and Danny, I'm like, I think they look at me and see a Greek god. They've got some weird glasses on or something. I don't know. It's the only thing more uncomfortable is when they look at Nick Ashew. So we're talking about, I think Kirk Cousins had just taken off on some scramble. And Grant's like, who would win a race between you and Kirk Cousins?
Come on.
Who do you think would win?
Kirk Cousins.
But
no, I see. Here's the deal. We talked about this before. I've played basketball with football players. Like, have you seen Tom Brady play basketball?
No, actually.
He would scrape the floor with us. He's way more athletic than us, and he looks unathletic on a football field.
Uh-huh.
So Kirk Cousins beat NFL players in a foot race. He's beating me in a foot race.
Right. I would say Kirk and I are probably fairly close in speed. Like, he was a 4'8 guy. I think I can get pretty close to that. But, like, when you see an offensive lineman run a 5'1, I don't think the average person has any idea how fast that guy is. Like, that guy would smoke you in a race. Like, most people's 40 times are 5. Like, the average person walking around is running a 5'2 to a 6'. Like, I don't think people are like, oh, I can run a... Like, did you see the Katie Nolan thing? Who's that? Katie Nolan from ESPN?
Nope.
Okay. She does a late night show.
My boy went to college with her.
Okay.
Foster. I know who she is.
Okay. I figured you were. But for the audience, does like a comedy sports mix thing. And some guy had like tweeted that I can run a 4.4. So she got him out there to try to run. And boy, was he wrong. Like, I think he finished like a 5.5 or something. And just looked hideous doing it. Just no form, no technique. You're like, who told you you were fast?
Who lied to you, Jack?
Yeah.
Somebody.
So, like, I don't know.
I think it's our life experiences. Like, for instance, when you and I are talking, I'm explaining to you that it's the bare minimum. Like, I don't have hops, right?
Right.
But
compared to me, you do.
This is what I'm saying. It's all comparative.
Yeah. This is just... this is the other one. I knew there was another story to get in here. So my buddy, who is a soccer coach down in Nashville area, texted me earlier. And he's like 8 years or so older than me and has been working his way back into shape. Texted me. And he's like, yeah, put up 225 five times today. I about threw my phone across the room.
That's not that hard, buddy.
Because my lanky, long-armed ass can get it twice. I feel like that's impressive, though. 175.
It is. Actually, yes, you're right. At 175, to maintain the muscle mass, people are going to be like, what are these guys? To maintain the muscle mass to be able to do that, that's impressive. Your friend's 200 pounds.
That's
and he's got gator arms.
He's short.
He's got gator arms.
Short people, get out of here with your bench press.
They have a reason to live.
130% of body weight. Get at me. We have 2 minutes
left. Did you just calculate that?
I pulled up a calculator. I didn't do it in my head. That would have been aggressive.
Wow.
Why did I? Apparently, I opened 7 calculators. See, I hate when I do this. You do like a fun, goofy segment, and then you wind up with 2 minutes left and not enough content to fill it.
Oh, I thought you were saying we were segueing to something else. You're gonna ask me about the NBA draft and the Wizards. Because we have a whole show tomorrow at NBC Sports Washington, starting at 7:30, Wizards on the clock. Chris Miller will join us from Chicago. Wes Hall will be here. Ben Standing, all on NBC Sports Washington. That was a plug. That was a commercial.
Good.
Like that?
That was good. It's good. I'll watch. It's good stuff.
It's better than Case Keenum, huh?
Don't remind me about my day job.
Oh, man.
Because, I don't know, do we want to just get into... Here, let's do this. You got 1 minute, 90 seconds on what the Chris Miles take on what winning the draft lottery would do to the Wizards franchise. And then we'll take all the non-Zion guys at 9 o'clock.
Wait, So if the Wizards get the top pick in the draft,
the number one pick in the 2019 NBA draft, or you know, the number one pick in the 2019
if the Wizards get the number one pick in the NBA draft, though, you know, will be the happiest person in the world,
Ted Leonsis.
Yeah. Yes, you know why? Because you sell all the tickets. Every game on the road is going to be a thing. It boosts morale, and you know what the kid is? This is the thing that no one's talking about that I'm most impressed with him. You know the energy that Thomas Bryant brings, grabbing rebounds, dunking, has a game where he goes 14 for 14 for a from the field.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Zion does that when he played, when you know, playing for Team USA. That's the kind of player he was. And then the dunks were extra. Also, his most elite NBA asset is passing. So you factor in equation what he can do for Bradley Beal, I think he impacts winning immediately. And that's the position with most need. Who's going to start at power forward next year for the Wizards? Who's going to start there?
I don't.
They have no one.
I still can't believe Dwight Howard's going to be starting at center. Ernie gave him a freaking player option. I would say passing is his second best skill. His number one skill is passion. And I don't say that like ironically. I don't say that glowing terms. I'd say that's
an attribute. We're talking about skills here, buddy.
He elevates everyone around him by how hard he plays.
Yes.
And it was very evident watching Duke this year. Like, you watch Duke with and without Zion, and they were two totally different teams, and it had it didn't have everything to do with his skill set.
You know what it is? This is the key. When you have a star, hubris comes with that. He's not that guy. I'm trying to tell you, I got to spend 2 hours with him, and it was like me, him, his mom, his little brother, his stepdad, and it was really him.
Oh, he's from a great part of the world. He's from the 864.
No one knows what the 864. How do you
upstate
know?
Upstate South Carolina. That's where I'm from. I should have worn my...
Wait. Spartanburg Day School?
I'm wearing my 864 sweatshirt tomorrow for Zion.
No one has ever heard of that area code.
You know who else has an 864 sweatshirt? Josh Norman.
Ludacris did a whole song about area codes, and he did not mention the 864.
If he drives up 85, then he would get there.
What cities are close to that area?
864 would be Greenville, South Carolina, Spartanburg, South Carolina, easily Clemson's in the 864.
Yeah, because that's where he was supposed to go.
Yeah, everyone thought he was going to go there. Then you go up I-85 into North Carolina, you get to the 704 in Charlotte. That's probably the closest big city.
Yeah, there you go. It took you a while to get there.
Greenville's top 50 city.
What?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah. It's a great city.
I feel like this is baloney.
That's what most of this segment was. A lot of filler. we'll talk about the NBA draft prospects, not named Zion Williamson, next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.